Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Stacey Renee Marcus, who in her 51 years has survived practically every abuse imaginable. She has a story to tell and does so through her collection of poetry, now in book form, titled Revelations of the Anonymous. So welcome, Stacey.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and let's talk about the concept behind Revelations of the Anonymous first.
When I began writing, I was very young, and I was living with abuse, drug abuse, sexual abuse, every kind of abuse, and I had no one to talk to because everyone in my family was the abuser. And I, one day in a creative writing class, it was probably the fifth grade, sixth grade, a teacher said to write what you feel. And I wrote something about how I was feeling, and that is exactly how my poetry began. That one teacher inspired me, and the only way for me to survive was to go under my bed at night and write, or hide somewhere in the bathtub with the door shut and write. And that's what got me through, and it got me through a suicide of my mother. It got me through all different kinds of abuse, and that was my savior, was my writing. I had someone to talk to because I had no one in the world. And a blank page of paper became my best friend.
And, Stacey, that kind of leads me right to my next question, because I was going to ask you how therapeutic poetry has been for you.
It saved my life. It has saved my life. Poetry, I'm not an Edgar Allan Poe, never claimed to be. I write very raw. I write what I feel. I write what I think, what I see, and it's just how I express myself, and that's all I know. I've been in therapy before, and nothing for me works better than journaling. And journaling, I end up writing poetry.
And do you recommend it as a tool to help other people process emotions? Is that
absolutely
why you release
absolutely
the book?
If I feel like if something's going on, it could be good, bad, happy, sad, angry, mad, whatever it is. If you want to express it, if you need to talk about it, the best way is to write it out, to journal. I always tell people, journal every day for 10 minutes, because the most creative things can come out of just, you know, a simple daily log.
And what about sharing your poems or sharing your journal? Do you recommend people to do that, or is it something that is personal, you keep to yourself?
For me, I have kept this. I have kept Rhoda hidden away in a closet on a dusty shelf for 20 years, petrified. I was never going to publish it, but I had always dreamed that I would have the courage one day to publish it. I believe, yes, you should send your work out. You should be proud of what you produce. For me, I held on because I was afraid of what people would think if they read my words. They would think, oh my God, this person's awful. This person's terrible. They came from a horrible family and all that kind of stuff, the judgment. But at 51, I've learned that I'm my worst judge. And that people need to read what other people have been through so that they can get through it too, so that they know they're not the only ones.
And what exactly is, I know you have a campaign that you have created, a give back campaign. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
I found online, it's called Teesprings. And what they do is you create your own T-shirt, sweatshirt, all different varieties of shirts, with your slogan or logo, whatever you want. And then the proceeds will go directly to the organization that you want. So like on my website, I have a give back campaign, and you can purchase a T-shirt. It shows you what you can purchase, and it shows that the money will go, for me, two organizations that are really dear to my heart is Jewish Family Services, because, you know, I lived in the slums and my mother had no money, and they helped my family with welfare. And then ALS, you know, my father-in-law suffered a horrible death for 12 years, and that's extremely close to my heart, because as I see people suffering, and I feel like I want to make a difference.
And Stacy, what one piece of advice would you give to our listeners out there today who might be suffering the way that you suffered through abuse, through horrible things in life? What one piece of advice would you give them right now?
Know that you're not the only one, and know that you can get through it. Believe in yourself, trust in yourself, and know that you can get through the other side, because nothing changes unless something changes, and the something has to be you, the person, myself, and then you can come through the other side.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much. I want to direct our listeners to your website. You can learn more about Stacy Renee Marcus, her book of poetry, Revelations of the Anonymous, at her website, which is Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, InsideOut.com. That's Stacy, InsideOut.com. And thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com, discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.